27th Sunday in Year C. A reading from the prophet Habakkuk. How long, O Lord, am I to cry for help, while you will not listen, to cry violence to you, though you will not save? Why do you show me wrongdoing, make me see evil? Plundering and violence confront me, contention and discord flourish. Then the Lord answered me, saying, write the vision down, inscribe it on tablets so that a runner may read it. For the vision is for its appointed time. It hastens towards its end, and it will not lie. Although it may take some time, wait for it. For come it certainly will, and will not delay. See the proud whose heart is not righteous, but the righteous shall live in faith. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the rock who saves us. Let us come into his presence giving thanks. Let us hail him with a song of praise. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. O come, let us bow and bend low. Let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. O that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your ancestors put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. That is why I am reminding you now to kindle the gift of God that you possess through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but the spirit of power and love and self-control. Do not then be ashamed of the witness of our Lord, or ashamed of me for being his prisoner, but share in my hardships for the sake of the gospel, relying on the power of God. Keep as your pattern the sound teaching you have heard from me, in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. With the help of the Holy Spirit who dwells in us, guard that treasure entrusted to you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The word of the Lord stands forever. It is the word given to you, the good news. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. The Lord replied, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Which of you, who had a servant ploughing or minding sheep, would say to him when he returned from the fields, come and have your meal at once? Would he not be more likely to say, get my supper ready, fasten your belt, and wait on me while I eat and drink? You yourself can eat and drink afterwards. Must he be grateful to the servant for obeying orders? So with you. When you have done all you have been told to do, say, we are useless servants. We have done no more than our duty. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.